由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to the rest of this program on the life of Abraham.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，我们正在这里分享有关亚伯拉罕的生平，我们的题目叫做信心之旅。
I want to begin today by talking to you about fear.
在今日的节目开始的时候，我想跟你讲一件事，叫做恐惧。
Fear,in one form or another, comes to all of us.
恐惧，我想我们每一个人都经历过不同形式的恐惧。
Fear does not come to each of us at the same time or under the same circumstances.
恐惧会在不同的时间和不同的情况之下来临。
Fear of failure, for example, keeps some people from reaching their full potential.
例如害怕失败的人会让一个人不能够发挥他所有的潜能。
Fear of criticism detains some people from accomplishing anything worthwhile.
害怕受批评的人是会阻拦人有所成就。
Fear of the unknown binds some people to the boundaries of what is only comfortable and familiar.
害怕不定的未来会将人驱逐在一个舒适和熟悉的环境里面，不求发展。
Irrational fear grips some people in a constant state of panic and disarray.
非理性的恐惧会将人困锁在惶恐和混乱里面。
But not all fears are the kind that anticipate some kind of disaster.
但是不是所有的恐惧都会是因为将有灾难发生而有的。
There are fears that come after a great success.
有些恐惧是随着空前的成功而来的。
There are fears that hit after a great victory.
有些恐惧是随着伟大的胜利而来的。
There are fears that only move in.After great achievements and accomplishments.
有些恐惧是随着重大的成就而来的。
The Bible reveals to us that this kind of fear have struck Abraham after a tumultuous victory.
圣经说亚伯拉罕就是在一次的大胜之后产生了这样的恐惧。
And that is why God said to him in Genesis 15:1.
所以在创世纪第十五章第一节，神就对亚伯拉罕说了。
After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your very great reward.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
In the last broadcast, we left Abraham separated from his self-centered nephew Lot.
在上一次节目当中，我们讲到亚伯拉罕和他自我中心的那位侄子罗德分道扬镳。
And Abraham is now dwelling securely where God wanted him to be.
现在亚伯拉罕是安居在神为他预备的地方。
But troublesome family members can cause problems whether they are living nearby or far away.
但是你知道，就算在今日，麻烦的亲戚无论住得远住得近都会为你带来麻烦。
Lot's self-centeredness kept Uncle Abraham's peace instantly disturbed.
罗德的自我中心呢，让他的叔叔亚伯拉罕受到影响的。
You can read about this in Genesis chapter 14.
如果你想看看这一段经文的话，你可以看创世纪第十四章的。
One of the Sodomites escaped and came to Abraham to deliver some bad news.
有一个所多玛人逃跑出来，将个坏消息话咗俾亚伯拉罕知道。
In effect, he said to him, "Your nephew and his entourage were taken hostage by a gunman."
佢话你嘅侄仔同佢嘅随从已经被人掳作人质啦。
Chapter 14, verse 13 of the book of Genesis.
系记载喺创世记第十四章第十三节噶。
Let's read it.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以实各并阿乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Naturally, the magnanimous Abraham responded quickly, and he went to the rescue of his nephew.
那个宽宏的亚伯拉罕是听到这件事之后就自然是去拯救他的侄子了。
Abraham took his 318 men rescue squad and stormed the place.
亚伯拉罕率领了他318个壮丁的拯救部队，就即刻出发去横扫那个地方。
You can safely assume that when Abraham and his boys returned to Sodom with the hostages and the confiscated property, they received a hero's welcome.
你可以想象到，当亚伯拉罕同佢嘅手下将人质同埋被抢夺之物带翻去所多玛嘅时候，佢哋必定受住英雄式嘅欢迎。
So much so that the king of Sodom wanted to give Abraham a blank check. It was up to him to fill in the amount.
所多玛嘅王自然系非常感激，可能甚至是为亚伯拉罕开一张空头支票，随便亚伯拉罕支取几多钱。
In verse 21 of chapter 14 of the book of Genesis,
如果你睇下创世记第十四章第二十一节，
The king of Sodom said to Abraham, "Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself."
所多玛王对亚伯兰话：你将人口俾我，财物你自己攞去啦。
Had Abraham accepted this offer, he would have been a multimillionaire.
如果亚伯拉罕系接受呢一个赏赐嘅话，佢就会成为一个亿万嘅富翁。
He would have been able to expand his ranching operations to a level of an empire.
佢甚至可以将佢嗰个畜牧嘅事业扩展为一个畜牧嘅帝国。
And the idea must have been tempting.
这个想法实在是很有吸引力的。
But the way Abraham dealt with this temptation was absolutely beautiful.
但是亚伯拉罕对付诱惑的手法是非常漂亮的。
He certainly turned to the king of Sodom and said,
他很简单地转过头跟所多玛王说，
In verses 22 and 23 of chapter 14 of the book of Genesis,
是记载了在创世记第十四章二十二节到二十三节，请听我现在读出。亚伯兰对所多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一条线一条鞋带，我都不会拿，免得你说是我让到亚伯兰富足的。
What an example of trusting in God to be his provider.
这个真真正正是信靠神供应的典范。
Abraham said no to wealthright in front of Lot's eyes, who would have grabbed any scraps that the king of Sodom would have tossed his way.
亚伯拉罕当着罗德的面说不要那些财富，但是如果换了罗德的话，相信他一定会收下所多玛王给他的任何好处。
As if Abraham is saying, if I am going to be blessed, I want God to bless me, not you, even though you are a king.
亚伯拉罕就好似讲紧，如果我要得着赏赐，我就只要神嘅赏赐，就算你系所多玛王，我都唔要你嘅赏赐。
To compound this incredible trust in God's provision，
跟住亚伯拉罕就再一次去表明佢对神供应嘅信心。
When Melchizedek appeared from nowhere, it seems Abraham gives him one tenth of his net worth。
亚伯拉罕就是将他所得的十分之一都献给祭司麦基洗德。
You can read that in verses 18 to 20 of Genesis chapter 14.
你可以从创世纪第14章18至20节读到这段事迹的。
Melchizedek, which means the king of righteousness, was also called the king of Salem or Shalom, the king of peace.
麦基洗德这个名其实意思就是公义之王，又称为撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Hebrews 7 says Melchizedek was a type of Christ.
希伯来书第七章说麦基洗德同耶稣基督是相似的。
Let us read it.
请你听我读出希伯来书第七章三至四节，他无父、无母、无族谱、无生之始、无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？
Not only does Abraham turn down an incredible opportunity to become rich because it was not from God,
亚伯拉罕不单止拒绝了那个大好的机会成为富翁，因为那一样的财富不是从神而来的。
But he turns around and he gives a tenth of all that he has to Melchizedek.
他更转过来将他所得的十分之一献给麦基洗德。
Melchizedek brings out bread and wine and shares it with Abraham, thus foreshadowing the cross.
而麦基洗德所拎着的饼和酒和亚伯拉罕分享，某程度上是预示了在新约的十字架上面的救恩。
Psalm 110 tells us that the high priestly order of Melchizedek is of the highest order.
在诗篇110篇讲，麦基洗德是祭司当中最高的等级。
The Bible tells us that the tithe is the Lord's.
圣经说十分之一是献给主的。
When I give to the poor, I get the glory.
当我去捐献给穷人的时候，我就得到名声和荣誉。
But when I tithe to the storehouse, and the storehouse gives to the poor, God gets the glory.
但是当我和你是捐献给神的库房，再由那个库房去捐给穷人的时候，神就会得着荣耀和名声。
Back to Abraham.
让我们回去亚伯拉罕的那里。
After refusing the offer to get rich quick,
当他拒绝了王的赏赐，失去了那个一夜致富的机会之后，
After giving the tithe of his net worth to Melchizedek,
当他将他所得的十分之一是献了给麦基洗德之后，
Abraham gets home totally worn out.
亚伯拉罕就疲乏不堪地回到家。
Most likely by the time he got home, he was devastated physically, mentally, and emotionally.
当他回到家的时候，他的身心灵都极度的疲倦。
You can understand his feelings.
你如果要明白他感受的话，你只有这样做。
If you have ever been in a real hand-to-hand combat with the devil, you'll understand.
你一定要有亲身和魔鬼交手的经历，你才能够明白亚伯拉罕那种的感受。
You will only appreciate the way Abraham felt if you have been in real spiritual warfare and the Lord gives you victory.
如果你曾经与魔鬼有过真正的属灵争战，而神让你得胜的话，你才能够领会亚伯拉罕的感受。
You will understand the drain that takes place after victory.
你才会明白胜利之后那种的筋疲力尽。
Or you may be saying, now wait a minute, how in the world can he feel devastated after a great victory?
或者你会问，等一阵，一个人在重大的胜利之后，为什么他会极度的沮丧呢？
How can he feel down when he is secure at his house?
如果他已经安然地回到家的时候，为什么他仍然是感到情绪低落呢？
Someone said that cowards are afraid before the battle and heroes are afraid after the battle.
有人曾经讲过，临阵退缩的就是懦夫，但是英雄却会在对垒之后是感到害怕的。
This is certainly true of Abraham in the aftermath of his success.
而这一件事在亚伯拉罕这个经历，就是在亚伯拉罕这个胜利的经历之后，正正就是这样。
How do I know that?
可能你会问，为什么我们会知道是这样呢？
Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1.
就请你去翻开创世纪第十五章第一节了。
After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your very great reward.
这时以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
The wonderful thing about our Lord is that he knows even our unspoken needs and he meets them.
我们的主最奇妙的地方，就是在我们还未开口以前，他已经知道我们的需要，并且供应一切。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very, very important, so please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你去留心听着这一样东西，这样是非常重要的。
The moment when you and I are most vulnerable to sin is the moment after the flush of victory.
在胜利的欢欣鼓舞当中，正正就是我们最软弱、最容易犯罪的时候。
You are not only surprised at your victory,
你不单只为到胜利而惊喜，
but you will have mixed feelings between pride and fear.
你更加会有一种混合了骄傲和恐惧的感受。
A mixed feelings between thinking that you did it, which is from the devil, of course.
你以为是你自己的功劳，但是这样东西原来是出于魔鬼。
And fear of what if they came after me again, will I succeed again?
但是你又害怕，如果敌人再次攻击，你究竟会不会再度获胜呢？
Abraham stepped down from the pinnacle of victory and about to plunge into the pit of depression.
亚伯拉罕几乎要在胜利的高峰跌落去那个沮丧的深坑里面。
But God stepped in and stopped him at midfall.
但是神就在这个紧要的关头来到亚伯拉罕那里，去帮助他，去介入去亚伯拉罕的生命当中。
So God says to Abraham, "Do not be afraid, because I am your shield."
神就对亚伯拉罕讲到话，不要惧怕，我就是你的盾牌。
What does the shield do?
究竟盾牌是用来做什么呢？相信很多弟兄姊妹都知道了。
It protects you from the weapons of your opponent.
原来盾牌是用来保护你，抵挡其他人的武器，抵挡敌人的武器的一件的防御工具。
What God is saying to Abraham is this.
而神对亚伯拉罕这样讲嘢话，不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌的意思就是这样的。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，我要同你讲，
You are under my cover.
你就是属于我的庇荫下的人。
You are under my care.
你就是一个我所看顾的人。
You are under my protection.
你就是一个我所保护的人。
You are under my shield.
你是生活在我的盾牌底下的人。
You have me for a shield.
你有我作为你的盾牌。
Your enemies will have to get to me before they can get to you.
你的敌人一定要先经过我，才可以去到你那里。
Look at the second part of verse 1 of chapter 15.
各位弟兄姊妹，请你翻开《创世纪》第十五章第一节的下半段。
I am your shield, your very great reward.
圣经那里写到说，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
A literal translation of this would be, I am your exceeding great reward.
如果我们将圣经原文希伯来文是字面照字去翻译的时候，他就说，我自己就是你最大最大的赏赐。
What is God saying to Abraham?
神对亚伯拉罕讲嘢嘅意思就是
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，我要同你讲。
You have refused to get rich quick from the offer of the king of Sodom.
你拒绝了所多玛王的赏赐，而没有一夜去致富，一夜去获得极大的财富。
You have cut into your net worth and gave sacrificially to me.
你更加将你所得的十分之一去献给我，更加去奉献出来，是献给你的神。
You have been self-sacrificing.
你宁愿去自己去吃亏，自己受到亏负。
You have been magnanimous with selfish Lot.
你竟然去宽宏大量对待你那个自私的侄仔罗德。
You have been generous toward me.
你对我，你的主这么慷慨，这么大方。
Abraham, do not think that all of this has been wasted on me.
亚伯拉罕，请你不要以为你所奉献的一切都是浪费了在我身上。
And because of that, you have me, the Lord of heaven and earth, as your reward.
因为你的奉献，你的奉献是有意义的，你的奉献让你得到了我，而我就是天地的主宰，我是成为了你的赏赐。
My listening friends, let me tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你们，
When you have Jesus, you have everything.
当你有了耶稣之后，你就有了一切了。
He is the one who satisfies the lonely heart.
他是唯一一个能够满足你那个孤单的内心的主宰。
He is the one who fills the empty voids.
他就是唯一一个能够填满你空虚心灵的主宰。
He is the one who gives joy to the joyless.
他就是那个唯一能够将喜乐赐给哀伤的人的主宰。
He is the one who compensates the victim.
他就是唯一一个能够让遭遇患难的人得着补偿的主宰。
He is the one who vindicates the righteous.
他就是唯一一个能够维护公义的主宰。
He is the one who supplies all of your needs.
他就是唯一一个能够供给你一切所需用的主宰。
Do you know him as Savior and Lord?
不知道你认不认识这一位主宰，让他成为你的救主和主宰呢？
You can know him today.
你今天就可以认识他。
Confess your sins and repent, then invite Jesus to come into your life and forgive you.
只要你承认你自己的罪并且悔改，邀请主耶稣进入你的心中，让他赦免你。
He promised to come to everyone who invites him.
他应许要进入每一个接受他的人心中。
He will come to you today.
他今日就要来到了。
Why don't you invite him and receive him as your savior from sin and hell today?
在这里，我们两个很希望邀请你，今天就接受主耶稣基督，成为你的救主，让他拯救你脱离罪恶和地狱。
It is my prayer that you will.
我们的祷告是希望你能够这样做，不如让我们现在一起去祈祷。慈爱的主耶稣基督，我们要向你祷告。我们在以往是犯了很多的罪过，是得罪了你，是让你是去伤心。主耶稣基督，我们感谢你曾经在十字架上面成为了一次的挽回祭，让到我们的生命，我们的罪恶是得着赦免，让到我们得着全新的生命，使到我们因为去信靠你就成为一个新造的人。 因为你讲过旧事已过都成为新的了。主，求你是洗涤我们的罪，让我们的罪真正因为信靠你而得着赦免。主，我们愿意用我们的口去承认，用我们的心去相信你。求你去赦免我们的罪，去洁净我们，让我们每一日都是能够依靠住你和依靠住圣灵的能力，去活出一个新的一日。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿们。
In our next broadcast, we will see that even knowing all of these things, Abraham still yearns for reassurance.
在下次节目的时候，我们会再看下，虽然亚伯拉罕知道这一切的事，但是亚伯拉罕仍然希望重新得到保证。各位听众朋友，今日我们的天路导向曾经分享过有关亚伯拉罕的事，我们讲到亚伯拉罕怎样去面对他那位自私的侄仔罗德，他怎样是在所多玛王那里拒绝了所多玛王给他的一切赏赐。原来是因为亚伯拉罕已经知道神才是他最大最大的赏赐，神是那位任备他的神，是那位看顾他的神，是那位保护他的神，并且是成为他的盾牌。各位听众朋友，不知你在你的生活当中知不知道神就是你的一切，是你的保护者，是你的带领者呢？如果你是仍然是未明白我们基督教信仰的话，我们希望你能够时常是收听我们天路导向的节目，是明白神的道理。当然，如果你对基督教的信仰有兴趣，或者对我们的节目有任何的反应或者疑问的话，欢迎你写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街，大小的大，有没有的有，一号十楼。写信在封面写着天路导向，写给我万峰，就是千千万万的万，攀越高峰的峰。在今天天路导向节目结束的时候，我想跟你说一声再会，愿神大大赐福给你，再见。